brands. And what strikes me as somebody who comes from a country in Europe where really the opportunities for brands, I think, are very limited. Retailers, private label, really control the market and are doing a lot to push their own brands. To come and hear a story that we've heard from James about the opportunity for brands, I imagine is, well, exactly what an industry like ours wants to hear, because this is where we spend so much of our time and effort on promoting the brands that we have. And if I may, David, I'll come to you as the president and CEO of one of the biggest brands that there is in the fresh fruit and vegetable business. When you look at the kind of landscape that James has very, very eloquently painted to us, you must be sitting there thinking, this is fantastic. We've got every opportunity in this market to grow sales of Dole-branded fruit. Is that the way you see things?
Yes, I do, and I think not just Dole. I think any of the brands of any company have a great opportunity to grow here. And I think branding is very, very important to the industry per se. I think every piece of produce ought to have a brand on it, because a brand to the consumer means that somebody cares, somebody's proud of that product, somebody is responsible for that product. So I think branding is very important. And I don't look at, I've always had a different philosophy about the business, but I kind of look at it not so much as competitors, branded competitors in the produce industry in particular. Doesn't so much apply to the packaged goods industry. But in the produce industry, we're all partners together in building consumption, because if one brand or one company has a problem, it affects all of us. It affects consumption. So in different markets of the world, we've seen food safety scares. We've seen a cantaloupe scare in the United States. We had a big E. coli scare with spinach. The whole industry tanks. It doesn't matter whose brand it was. We're all responsible as an industry to have good, safe, great quality, and that, in turn, will increase consumption for everybody, for the whole industry. So I think branding is important. I think we have a great opportunity in Asia, all the companies, and then hopefully we can grow it smartly and safely with great quality.
That's excellent to hear, but that particular kind of the particularities of this market here in Asia, mm-hmm. And the fact it sounds to me that there is really a big opportunity for brands here in Asia that there actually isn't in other markets in the world. Is that the way you see it?
Well, I think there's still opportunities in all places. Europe, in particular, with some of the large supermarkets, are trying to are on this private label kick. But I think most markets of the world, excluding a few countries in Europe, still are very brand conscious. The consumer is still very brand conscious. And I think, but beyond the brand, though, I think what sells produce is good quality. I mean, that's really fundamentally, if we want to increase consumption, it's good quality and size of display. Those are the two things. We do study after study for years and years. But if you have good displays, good large displays of good quality produce, consumption goes up dramatically. So that's an industry effort that I think all of us can partake in. And I think the brands that stand behind that quality will all benefit.